Blog Talk welcome. Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Couples TV Show, now on Bridal Tribe Network. And it's our pleasure to be with you for the next hour here on the Bridal Tribe Network, the Couples TV Show. Again, my name is Gregory Clark Sr., and my partner is Cheryl Clark, who will introduce herself now.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on Blog Talk Radio. We, like I said, we are part of a wonderful network, the Bridal Tribe, and we are excited to be with you today on this hot topic. Now our new time on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can come and meet us here, right here.
Right? And today's topic we'll be dealing with very shortly is concerning our buying power. It references back to the fact that we are celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. I almost forgot the junior. But MLK Day, the day, third Monday of every January, we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And it is a time of reflection, a time of understanding, and a time of empowerment. It is also a time to reassess certain things that we do as couples, and especially as couples who are also entrepreneurs. So be ready for a stimulative topic today on reference to our buying power. And also, if you'd like to be a part of the discussion, the telephone number to call in is 347-996-3160. Again, if you'd like to chime in on the topic and we can put you on the air with us during this one-hour telecast, that telephone number is 347-996-3160. And Cheryl, can you share with them how they could reach us on cyberspace until our wonderful website is up and running?
Yeah, we're excited about that. That's about to happen and launch it. Greg is working in the back corners with our team, really getting ready to. I am so excited about what's about to happen here at, on Greg and Cheryl. But in the meantime, you can reach us at www.facebook.com/Greg and Cheryl Clark. That is Greg and Cheryl Clark on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/Greg, G-R-E-G, the word and, C-H-E-R-Y-L-C-L-A-R-K-E. And we're excited to hear from you. We've been doing some posting. I see you. We've been interactive. You guys have been interacting with us every single day, and we appreciate that. We are up to over 200 likes in about 5 days, is it, Greg?
About a week.
Yeah, it's about a week, and we've been really this site has been up, but we thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you, and we can't wait until we have our website ready and gone and up and running, and we're going to be having some exciting things happening. And our topic for today, we're excited to get into that, Greg?
Yes. At one point of today's episode, we're going to be dealing directly with how couples will deal with money, which my wife and I sat down and, you know, got some bullet points about how certain, you know, how couples who are working intensely together can end up having something greater at their end. One of the things that I want to bring the attention to, and probably this will be the first part of our discussion today, is dealing with, as if all of you who know us, we're African-Americans, you know, we're part of that minority in this country. And it's interesting as I see a topic, and it piqued my interest in reference to our community's buying power. I'm talking about collectively throughout the United States of America, even though I know we have individuals who listen to us from other countries, overseas. But this specifically, as we're joining in and discussing the topic today, is dealing with the African-American buying power here in the United States of America. And it's interesting that by 2015, which is technically just next year, they project our buying power for our community to be $1.1
trillion. Wow.
Not $1.1 billion, not $100 million, not $10 on Pookie's Corner Block, but $1.1 trillion. And it's interesting that we now make up the second largest minority. See, for so many years, we were the minority. But now we're not even, we're the minority in the minority. because the Hispanic community is now the number one minority in this country. But when you start to look at it, that roughly there's about 43 million of us, and we have this potential spending power, it comes to mind, especially on MLK Day, that some of the things that Dr. Martin Luther King started to say, especially in his last year before he was tragically taken away from us, he started pushing about economic empowerment. See, everyone remembers the March on Washington and speeches and stuff like that, but for that last year, before his untimely death, he was so focused on empowerment and the black community, keeping their dollars in their particular communities, that he started ruffling a couple of feathers. People started wondering at that particular time, was he moving towards sort of like where Malcolm was going? Because Malcolm X at a time was talking about, until he did his Hajj to Mecca, in reference to divesting out of America and, you know, separating the black dollar and no intermingling with the other people in this country, and we should set something up for ourselves. And even though that was an extreme viewpoint, sort of where Martin was going towards the center of that viewpoint, just basically saying that, you know, African Americans are never going to feel free. I mean, you can have the right to vote, you can have the right to do all these other things, you know, people are not, you know, disrespecting us at lunch counters, but if you don't have economic empowerment, you'll still be considered almost like a slave to a particular system. So it's kind of interesting that when we see that we're now in 2014, and some of the things that we see that, you know, African Americans, you know, decide to, how should I say, I'm trying to say it correctly, use their buying power to consume on, it becomes very interesting in the whole dynamic. Do you have anything to add to that, Cheryl?
Yeah, I wanted to say that when you brought up a very poignant point, it's because a lot of time, when we discussed it earlier, is our mindset about how we view money. And a lot of times in the system of how we became just working for the system and started to switch over to entrepreneurship, business owner / going into entrepreneurship, meaning that you have multiple things that you have, businesses that you really have mastered, it's a mindset of how you get from your buying power stays in, just like you said, buying from Pookie's Corner Store to going now to doing something else for your family. And that's where I think Malcolm and Martin were saying that if we would just teach, because we, a lot of times, we're not taught how to handle money. And a lot of times when we are not taught how to handle money, it trickles down into generation to generation. And the mindset, if it's not taught, if you're not sitting under someone that's teaching you, because that's a very, very, very poignant key, a critical key that you must have, is that you must be able to learn to listen and apply what you have learned. I remember a lot of times we would talk to individuals that they would listen but not apply it. And they would sit on a very wonderful idea. But because sometimes a lot of things that stops us is fear of success. We get to a particular point and we won't do that leap of faith. And sometimes you got to do, not sometimes, all the time, with entrepreneurship, you're going to find yourself out there on a limb. And you're just going to have to believe when you step out there that there's going to be a ledge for you. Also, that doesn't mean you go out with blind faith. You have to also make sure that you have the steps that you need to make that business successful, to make your name successful, to have make sure the pitfalls that are will be there, that may be there, you don't necessarily have to go down that pitfall. It's about getting under people that can mentor you, that can show you what to do. And a lot of times people do search out people that have wealth already, and that is a good system to have someone that's already been down there, been down that road, already have done it, and now are seeing the fruits of their labor, correct?
Yes, and that is very true. Being able to be mentor, and that's one of the things that we stress, and especially as my wife stated, definitely like our Facebook page, our main Facebook page now, which is facebook.com/GregandCherylClark. And also remember to go like our other page, which is related to the radio show, which is the Couples TV Show. So that's facebook.com/The Couples TV Show. And when you start to understand that in order for you to lead, you have to have the ability to follow. Now, after a while, once you start leading or you start moving in a direction of being in leadership, you still have to feed your mind. You still have to do things that's going to allow you to stay at the particular state that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Because once your mind has been expanded, if you allow it to contract, then you're going to be in a worse off situation than you were before, than before you learned whatever it is that you have learned. And staying within the topic right now as we're dealing with our particular community's buying power, it's interesting. I pulled up another poll, and it dealt with the nation's largest consumer markets in 2012. So remember, this is already passed. This is stuff that's already been documented. And it's interesting, which I love, because when you look at statistics,
mm-hmm.
there's always power in the numbers. The numbers don't lie. We can, you know, deal with hyperbole all the time, but once you get it, you know, concrete to see, you know, where what something is doing, then it usually brings more of a mindset. So these were the top 10 nation's largest community consumer markets in 2012. And I'm going to go backwards to number one. Number 10 was New Jersey, where $40 billion, that's how much African Americans spent in that state in 2012, $40 billion.
Wow.
We moved on to number 9, which was the state of Virginia, $44.9 billion.
Mm.
And we go over to Illinois, Brock's old stomping ground, $46.6 billion. Then we move on to number 7, the Tar Heel State, North Carolina, where y'all spent $48.1 billion in that state. And as you can see, we're still maneuvering up. Number 6, Maryland. The state of Maryland, $63.4 billion.
Mm.
Here we go. Number 5, the good old Peachtree State, Georgia. We spent $73.4 billion in that state in 2012. Then we migrated a little east to Florida for number 4 at $74.4 billion. And of course, now we get into the nitty-gritty states, because, see, me and my wife, we're in New York, is lifelong bred, and as you can tell, we haven't even got to our state yet, so I wonder where we are in the top 3. But number 3 comes California, where we spent almost $77 billion, $76.7 billion in 2012 alone. And the second-ranked state of where our black buying power is Texas, at $85.7 billion. So that just leaves one state. And it's interesting that, of course, you know, sometimes, you know, we New Yorkers love to be number one, but then that also comes with a cost and a responsibility. Because, see, number one is New York, where we spent almost $95 billion in this state. So now when you start breaking down that was just the top 10. When you start really delving in and jumping in and seeing where our economic impact is, and as my wife was attesting to in reference to being a couple and being together and being, you know, equally yoked in the situations that you're moving forward in, it becomes mind-boggling to see that we have enough money touching our fingers, but at the end of the day, as my wife stated, there's too many business owners who still have nothing because they're not, they became, okay, yeah, I have this business and I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, I'm twiddling my thumbs and I'm plotting my trade, but okay, what else are you doing? No, I'm just doing this business. See, there's a difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner. And one of the things that we need to start capitalizing amongst ourselves, and that's one of the things that the Couples TV Show was created about, because it was more about stimulating the thought patterns for not only ourselves, but to be a blessing and to share information to others, because through growth and sharing of information, we all grow as a collective.
Absolutely.
So when you start to see these numbers, you know, just jump out and look at you in the face, and it's like, wait a minute, we actually have this type of buying power? But technically, what do we really have to show for it? Do you have anything to add, Cheryl?
Yeah, I wanted to say that Greg made a good point about the numbers to bring it up. He's a numbers man, so he has a lot of does a lot of statistics and stuff like that. Well, today we want to show you that with the buying power that you have, there are steps and stuff that you can take to funnel your buying power in a way that can benefit others and yourself and your family. And this is the thing that we decided to do when we decided to do this, is to break down some of the myths about money not being something that is evil. Because money isn't evil. Because and then again with couples, as we go along with how do we make our money work together. Because love, not alone, is going to make that money work.
Mm.
It's just not going to happen. So we have to start building a foundation. And once you build a foundation of learning how to do things, reprogramming our mindset about what we feel about money, because all these statistics that Greg was talking about that we could talk about all day and all night, the statistics prove it. The numbers don't lie, like you said. However, the buying power that you have, if you are in a business today, if you have a business that you sit with your laptop on your lap, if you have a business that you go out to every day, if you're selling some type of product, if you're sitting at your home, if you're in a home business, if you have it in your basement, it can work. If you learn the principles and the system of how to work that business. However, if you continue, like Greg said, the buying power, if we're going out buying 50 pairs of shoes and we know that we are in debt, that is not the thing to do. We need to start having a conversation with our mate when you're in a relationship about how to get financially debt-free, how to have this business now be more than just a brick and mortar, get it out of the building. How do you get now, because if something happens to that building, that means that, oh, my goodness, you're looking to see where's your next bread and butter coming from. If you are an entrepreneur, you're always thinking about what can you do to service your community. Everybody has something. Everybody has that something in them to now do that. Now, when it comes to couples, it can be very tricky sometimes. But a simple reason is, number one, is that if we do not communicate clearly, we don't communicate clearly, it's not going to come over. It's not going to be cohesive, if I can say. And then what happens is, your personal finances and your business finances, then you start mixing and mingling because you're not having a conversation of a foundation about what you feel about money. And that happens to trickle into the relationship if you do not have a conversation about what do you feel about what does money do. What is your financial feelings about money? Because once you get your mindset corrected, because sometimes that was the problem between Greg and I. We had our mindset wasn't matching. He was feeling one thing and I was feeling another thing, and then we just wasn't making it happen. And then the purpose of what you use it for is the second thing. What is it about? What is the purpose of you having money in your life? And then you have to learn how to start where you are. Start with thanking God for where you are. If you make $5,000 this month, or if you make $500, start where you are, because the universe is not going to bless you with more if you're not diligent enough to now start thanking God where you are, start allocating that money to become a debt-free, because you can start right where you are and build a system that really works for your family. And this is what we started this for, to help others to now that may have been struggling in their business, struggling in their relationship. Because once you struggle in a marriage, is a business. And if you struggle in your business,
Say that again.
Your marriage is a business. So once you start, and then you can aggressively grow out of that marriage. If you guys as to be on the same plane, because as couples, we tend to sometimes because we could be very close with each other, we're not able to make sure that we are staying in our lane, to build a successful business, okay, that can stand the test of time.
Wow, that was very powerful. But when you start really understanding how money is supposed to be purpose in your life, mm-hmm. and my wife made a couple of key points there, which I'm going to reiterate and kind of expound upon. If you don't respect the fact of what comes in, then there's no way that you're going to be blessed or the universe is going to figure out a way for you to earn more. Why is that? Why is certain companies can open up their doors and in 12 months all of a sudden they're thinking about being scooped up by another major multinational and they're becoming, you know, have enough money for their generations. And then you can have some individuals who have a terrific idea, but they're still, you know, plotting away, you know. We're still trying to get something done. See, there becomes a mindset now. It becomes a responsibility of what your true purpose is. And as my wife made another point, see, a lot of times people throw out scriptures at times and talking about, you know, how money is evil and money is this and money is that. The love of money, if you want to go biblical for those, you know, all those nice, great theologians out there, the love of money is the root of all evil. But no one's telling you to fall in love with money.
And that's the point where Greg made it, you had a great point. The point is that when you're sitting in church, sometimes these things are not taught to you of how you can get out. It's good to get out of debt. It's no fun to be in debt.
It's not good to be on the 20th floor of a building knowing that the elevator is broken. You have to walk up the steps, but
unless you're in the penthouse.
Well, no. Well, if you're in a penthouse, then that elevator is not broken.
Yeah, that's true.
See, there's a difference. See, that's why at times people would used to. I remember there were times that people would look at me, not even necessarily my wife, but look at me and say, "Oh, you know, Greg, you know, sometimes your viewpoints seem a little elitist." And I stopped them. And I says, "No, I don't have an elitist viewpoint. I have a truthful viewpoint. And sometimes people don't like the truth. And the reason why I state that is that there are people who can have, depending on where you are in the country or in the world listening to us, you have people who can know how to go to a particular store and say, I'm gonna call it like for my New Yorkers. There are people who can go to Met Foods or Key Foods, and there's people who can go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, especially our New Yorkers who understand what I just said, and probably some of you in the tri-state area who are listening to us here on the Couples TV show, you understand exactly what I'm saying. There's a difference. And as my wife stated, there's a mindset difference. Because you can take someone who may even have the opportunity on the transportation to go to a Whole Foods who is used to being at a Key Food, and it will be a messy situation. Why? Because they have not been fundamentally prepared. So it's not when I make the statement about moving upward and forward, and the statement you heard me and Cheryl just going back and forth about in reference about the person on the 20th floor, there's a difference of a person being in the 20th floor in a high-rise apartment building and the difference between someone who lives on the 20th floor in a tenement or, say, slash, you know, public housing building. Because
that's not saying that you.
I'm not saying that there's. Now listen to one, and I understand where my wife is chiming in. It's not saying that just because someone lives in a housing tenement or anything like that, that you're beneath or below or whatever the case may be. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there is a different latitude and a different altitude depending on where you reside. Now, don't get caught up in just because you're in a particular zip code, that means you're better or bigger and nicer and righter than somebody else. It don't have nothing to do with it. Because you can have someone in the best zip code still have fundamentally a terrible attitude. They can be worse off than someone who is living in a zip code that the quote-unquote may not necessarily like, and that goes back to buying power. Because you can have someone who makes $1 million a year and is poorer than someone who makes $50,000 a year because their mindset of how they handle their funds. So part of this, the similar, and that's why I like the fact of the point-counterpoint, is that through these conversations, through this enlightenment, through this ability to say, you know what, sometimes you have to throw this stuff on the table. Not everything is supposed to stick. Not everything is for you. Not everything is just saying, no, oh, because you live here, you're that. No, that's not what we're saying. And that's not what Gregory's saying. I'm not even going to put my wife in that. That's not what Gregory's saying. What I'm saying is that once you start to become responsible enough to understand your buying power, and that's the main reason why we're having this topic tonight, once you become responsible and you start to understand what your that dollar bill is, I don't care if you have a Washington, a Lincoln, all the way up to whoever, to a Jefferson, to a Benjamin Franklin in your pocket. When you start to understand, it's not just to try to prove that you have those paper sheets in your pocket, but it's about the power and the mindset and how you're handling what's being blessed in your hands going forward. Cheryl?
Yeah, I wanted to say that this is what I want to say to everyone out there. I want to say that the reason why we're going down this road is to let everybody know that they have a purpose in life to, I totally wholehearted believe that there is a purpose in life and a plan that you as individuals, for when you get married and you have a plan and there's a system that you guys set up, you guys can carefully design a plan that now can have that you can, your dreams can be attainable together. And what I think, what we believe, is that when you have two coming together now, that you can start where you are. We were not there. We started in the South Bronx. We are no longer in the South Bronx. The point is that we start from where you are, because say you may not have a business right now, and you may just be in that tenement building on the 20th floor. But something that we heard in the South Bronx in a one-bedroom apartment with two children changed our tone in us.
And we had to accept that tone.
We had to change that tone, and it didn't take overnight. It's a process. And the thing is, we didn't get it overnight. It didn't happen overnight. It was a process because we were hard-headed. And that is the thing that we would like to give to you as a gift. Because you don't have to be hard-headed. So we're giving our life lessons. We're putting it all on the line here. We are so open with things that has happened to us that we have developed a planning system for couples that we're sharing with them. If you know your value that you have as a couple, oh, my goodness. The value that you guys have, as don't already have a business, there's a business there. I don't believe that there is nobody that does not have a business in them. I believe that, because you know something, we believe that the control that you have to give someone else over, that you're waiting for a paycheck for someone else to give you each week, is something so stifling. It's a stifling thing to be having someone to wait. Oh, I did these 30 hours. Okay, now I get to have my check at the end of the week.
Yeah.
And the point is that you can work less hours, staff your business, work less hours, have more time with your family, free up your time, grow your bank account, and to become debt-free at your own business and your passion with your spouse. If I sound like I'm yelling, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry.
I'm passionate about this. This is something that we have built together. Greg and I can say that we're debt-free. We were not debt-free a couple of years ago. There were things that have happened to us that now we're here telling you that we are parents of six, running two wonderful businesses, two daycare facilities that we're running, plus we're running the couples entrepreneurial coaching program. Then now we have couples underneath us training them to train other couples. We are really making this program something that you guys can glean from just from our lives, just from our lives. And why we talked about the buying power is because you have something in you today, something in you right now in this moment that I want you to take a pen and paper out. Take a moment. Take a pen and paper out. If you woke up tomorrow, what would it be? If you can quit your job tomorrow, that you can wake up and say that I want to do this for the rest of my life. It could be coaching other couples. It could be designing websites. It could be cooking. It could be a multiple things that you can be doing because it's something in you. Everybody has that burning thing, whatever that thing is.
No,
everybody has it.
No, it's so interesting as Cheryl is so passionate during this point. It almost goes to the next start that was going to come down the pike, and that's about how when you plan together, you win together. It's amazing that as she's been going through and expounding upon her thought, and I want her to continue. But it's interesting is that the planning stages can sometimes be so arduous, but you have to understand, if you don't allow your time to be invested in building a system that's going to work for you to go forward, you're always going to be working. Once you can establish something and you establish it correctly with the right proper footing and foundation like any home, you'll be surprised how long and how strong that home or that business or that endeavor will last, Cheryl.
Yeah, and I wanted to say also, too, when you plan together as a couple, you have each other there. That's why the mindset and the foundation is very important. It's very important because when someone else feels like they can't go anymore, that other one's there to push them. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We're going to make this thing happen. Because sometimes with entrepreneurs, there is no other way. When you quit your job and say that you're going to do this, and you have to now step out there on faith, that faith without action is dead. So what are you going to do? That is going to be, those are key things for setting up a system and a business. And we got to a point in our business that I'm very much so a micromanager. My husband knows that I stay up on everybody's doing, I'm a micromanager. And I had to now pull myself away from micromanaging different things around here and staff it. Because if I didn't learn how to staff and delegate, certain things would not be able to jump off like it is doing. That's why this next endeavor is leaping off the paper now and into fruition, because now Greg and I came and we just didn't do this overnight. This is things that we have planned for in the backstages. We are planning. We're getting people together, like-minded people. And if you are an individual and you are a couple right now, I just want to employ you right now. If you are a couple out there and you think that you would like to link up with us, if you think that you would like to be a part of what this thing that we're doing now, if you think that that is something that you would like to do, I would like you to message us at the Facebook page. And you can just hit the messenger. We will get back to you. You can message us at, we got a lot of inbox the other day from when we put it up there. Message us at Facebook.com. facebook.com/Greg and Cheryl Clark. If you're already a part of us, please inbox us. If you have a skill that you think that we will really love, if you think that you have you are a couple with a burning desire to link up with us, we want to hear from you. If you think that you have something to add to Greg and Cheryl, because this is something that we want to link up with you about. We want to link up with you so we can link up with other couples and you can reach other couples in Arizona, in Kansas, in New Mexico, in Texas, in all these other states, in California. We want to reach out to you and link up with you today. Because there's three things that we said. Take out your pen and paper. Breaking the myths about money. That's number one. Changing that mindset about money. If you think money is evil, then we need to work on you. Because there's things that you need to know about money.
And if you're deep in debt, you need to be working with us.
Yes. Two. So what is the purpose of your money that you have? Are you valuing the money that is now coming in your hands? Are you valuing that money? Like we said, if it's $500 right now that's coming in your hands, I believe with you. I'm linking up with my faith with you, believing that you're going to be making that for a 6 months from now. You will be, if you take the step to leap out on faith with a plan, you can double, triple your income if you just leap out on a system of faith about something that you're passionate about. And the third thing I want to say, plan together with your spouse. Not fight together. Plan together. Start developing something, that just to develop the idea. Develop the idea. What is it that you guys are passionate about that you guys can grow together? What is it? I have someone contacted me the other day. They have an insurance company with their spouse, and they want to grow it even larger. That can happen. That can happen. Putting your minds together, how can I market this thing so that now I am the top? I am the top salesperson for this particular my marketplace. You have to see yourself there, too. What is your vision for your family? Are you teaching your children, if you have children right now? Are you teaching them? We have monthly meetings with our children, sometimes weekly. We have meetings with our children to show them that there is a way to do this thing called life. There is a way to handle your allowance. There is a way. And it's up to the parents to show the children the way. Good?
Yes, it is. And one of the things that you'll understand, that you will learn from being a part with us and being partners with us, is that at times, like I stated before, you will hear us tell you the truth. Sometimes the truth will hurt. Sometimes the truth will be light, but it's going to be the truth. And one of the things that that you have to understand, especially as we continue to talk about dealing with your buying power, when you start to look at all the little incidental things that you buy during the course of the day, and you start to see how that starts to eat away from what your focus could be or what your potential buying power, it is amazing. I never forget one time I was talking to a person, and they were telling me they wish to get out of debt. And I said, really? So, okay, if I give you a plan, you have to follow my plan. And he was like, okay, I'm willing to follow your plan and this, that, and third. So the first thing I told him was, okay, tell me what are the things that you love to do? And the person looked at me and says, what, you going to take away my love? I said, stop. I didn't ask you that question. I said, tell me the things you love to do. See, there's a difference of loving to do something and a love. See, there's two different things. So as the person was sitting there and was like, okay, well, I love to smoke. I said, okay, we're touching on the first point. You're a smoker. Okay, how much do you spend on cigarettes? He's like, well, and what I'm dealing with now, for some of you probably listening to us in different parts of the country, you don't understand. New York, a pack of cigarettes could be all $12, $13. So, says, so I'm dealing with a New Yorker. He says, nah, I spend maybe $30 a week, close to $30 a week on cigarettes. Says, oh, so it's, say roughly two packs of cigarettes. You go through two packs of cigarettes a week. So, okay, so that means you smoke about five cigarettes a day. Okay, we need to cut that out. I said, nah, I've been smoking for blah, blah, blah. I said, if you really want to start getting out of debt, you have to start getting rid of certain appetites and situations that are not beneficial to you. He said, okay. So we just figured out between the $30 a week that you potentially spend on cigarettes, that's $120 a month that can go towards a bill. So the next thing, so you know, I have to stop at, you know, I'm not going to say the name of the coffee place because they're not paying us any advertising. But, you know, I go spend like $6 a day over there. And I said, wait a minute, you said $6 a day. So, yeah, Monday through Friday, you know, because I got to work and this and that. Thursday. Oh, so we got another $30. Okay, so we doubled the $120 to $240. So now, mind you, this person's complaining, and not complaining, but he's soliciting help to figure out ways to eliminate debt so he can do some of the things that he technically would love to do. So, okay, we're already at $240. And see, I don't want to keep going because we have a finite amount of time here. But when you start to look at where your money goes and you start saying, well, how come I don't have money to do this? Or I do have the ability to do that. But then at the same time, you start wondering, when you start really breaking down, as my wife said, when you get that pen and paper down, and, like, I love statistics and I love dealing with numbers. When you put those numbers down on black and white, you can't even run from it. It's right there in your face, especially if you're truthful to yourself. You can't run from it. You can't sit there and be, you know, mad that someone is telling you that this is what it is in order to effectively help yourself, because it all starts with helping yourself. And as my wife stated, for those who decide that they wish to link up with us, you are helping yourself. As we are helping you, you are helping yourself. You are putting yourself in an opportunity to walk a particular road because you see something better or higher for yourself. It's not about just what Greg and Cheryl see higher for you. You see higher for yourself. So by you taking those intricate steps to walk towards the destiny that you feel that lies within you, you are moving ever, ever closer towards that particular thing that you're looking at. So when you start looking at all the little things that you buy here and there, that when you start to break it down over the course of a year or a course of a month or a course of 6 months, you're like, wait a minute, I could have potentially took $3,000 that over the course of 6 months. Save all the little things that you add up, and you start wondering why you don't really have what you would like to have, but you're still in debt. And save it to, I even less than it. Save is $3,000 over 3 months. I mean 6 months. So we're talking about $500 per month. You know that $3,000, instead of just saying, oh, I'm parking it in matches and this, that, and the third, especially if you have particular consumer debt, and I'm not going to get all involved because you have to link up with us to really follow our plan. But then all of a sudden, when you start migrating the monies away from things that were just wants, you start taking care of expenditures, and then you start to see those expenditures going down, and then all of a sudden you're seeing your quality of life are moving towards a higher frame, then you start taking back your power. That's when you start having control over your own particular buying power, and that's part of the reason why this show is on tonight. Cheryl?
Yeah, I really agree totally about taking back your power. And another thing that you said when you were just speaking, being truthful. A lot of times in life, we wear masks. And that's what happened with Greg and I. We were wearing a mask for so long that it became a fixture on our face. We had to begin to rip off the mask and really become really truthful with ourselves and really understand and dive into certain things about what we were, where was our money really going? And where do we vision ourselves and really stick with that vision?
Because a lot of times when we get sidetracked, a lot of times we may feel that it's not working, so we're going to stop. Be truthful with yourself. How many times did you start something and you stopped because it didn't work out? The point is that you it may not feel like it's working out. You have to. I remember early on in the daycare facility, we went for full capacity, and we went down to one enrollment. I had one child. One. This was the mainstream income. And you remember this, Greg?
Mm.
Mainstream income.
Mm-hmm.
We went to one child. There was no room for me to quit. There was no room for me to quit. Then what happened is my husband lost his job. We had to now really get in the trenches and say, we need to make a system that this situation where now because the business has rolling times, that you now have to, as a business owner, that's when we went from a business owner to an entrepreneur. Because then, not only that, what happens is that you start to make sure you start marketing for people to come in, and you start servicing people, and then your face out there connected with us, both of our faces connected together each and every day. We got up, we said some powerful words, and we said prayer, and we let the universe have its way. Because if you put out good intentions, service to people, it shall happen. But without action, it doesn't happen without action. We have to actually do something about it. We not only have one facility, we have two facilities, and then we're training providers, training other people, and this is how it goes into to multiple businesses. This is how you get to go from one situation to the next situation to the next situation and become an entrepreneur that you stuck with something, and now you're staffing it. You're bringing on a team of people that you're now paying to be a part of your team and to be a part of your enterprise now. This is something that just did not happen. It happened because now we came together in a committed relationship. That's number one. We were committed to our vision, did not bring it forth, and now we're here telling other couples it can be done. It can be done. We go on vacations every year with our family, and we simply love it. We spend more time with our children. We spend more time than we ever before with our children. We spend more time with ourselves together, building, brainstorming on what is the next thing that we have to give to you. So we're excited, and we're gonna say some things next week. You can join in with us and really say some things. Inbox us, like I said, on Facebook right now. That's the best way to get us and the best way that we can reach back out to you. To reach out to us, and that is Gregory. That's facebook.com/Greg and Cheryl Clark. That's the Facebook page, and you can inbox us, and we with your questions tonight, tomorrow. We will get back to you talking about what's happening now in your family life that you can now make a difference. Greg?
Wow. If you're not excited by the things that we're doing, and we have roughly 10 minutes left in today's show, I hope there's a pulse within you.
Woo! I like that.
Because if you're not excited by some of the things that's going to be occurring, will be occurring, already established to be occurring, that you have the potential and the opportunity to do, then it'll be all on you. And one of the things that is interesting is not so much that you're connecting with us just to say that you're connected with us. No, it's about corresponding actions.
Yes.
It's about taking the opportunities that if we're giving you an opportunity to work certain systems and work out certain situations, because sometimes some of the things that we work on with particular people, sometimes it's not even about the finances. Sometimes it could be emotional stuff, and it could be stuff baggage that you brought in from, as my wife told me one time, sometimes you have to leave the trash where the trash belongs. Stop dragging the trash along with you going forward and always keeping the trash in the forefront. So when you start to see that once you make the conscious step to take advantage of the connections around you, to be better, to do better, to see for yourself better, and that's what it's all about connecting with us. See, we're going to put it back to you. The onus is going to be, okay, we're going to give you a template, but you have to do the work. Don't think we're doing the work for you. And not even that. You'll respect yourself even more by doing the work. Why? Because then you understand, says, wait a minute. I got myself out. Or we got ourselves out. Why did you get ourselves out? Because we finally decided to listen to someone who may have experienced what we are experiencing, doing what we are doing, and it's helping us to get to the next step and the next evolution of our path. And that's what it's all about. See, if you're no better, like how this is January 20th, 2014, if you don't see yourself better by December 31st, 2014, the main person that you have to blame is yourself. You can't even blame your job. And just as my wife reiterated, there are times in life that, you know, income is not so much what's in your pocket or what you're generating, but it's your state of mind. Because you can lose your wallet one day and all of a sudden gain 20 times what was in the wallet 2 days later. It's not about what you tangibly have, but what you're inputting and what you're stimulating yourself towards in your mindset. And that's what we're all about here. We're all about stimulating your mindset towards the fact that you can be prosperous as a couple. You can have business upon business upon business where you're blessing others. And it's not about just to have money in your pocket. It's about blessing others. Because if you come from that fundamental aspect, you will see you're not going to be searching and looking and looking and searching. It's not about searching and looking. It's about putting out something that's going to be a blessing to those. And by doing so, you will be a blessing unto yourself. Cheryl?
Absolutely. If you are ready to take back your power today, it's all in your hands. Jot down those things. Go back and listen to it. This is why we're on Blog Talk Radio. I want you to go back, and I want you to listen to this Blog Talk Radio session. I want you to jot down the things that you and your spouse can start doing together. Write it down. Write the vision that you see for your business and for your family. Everybody has something. Everybody has something. I believe when everyone was born, before they were born, they had an imprint that they are to leave on this earth. And I believe as couples, being married couples, that they have a legacy to leave for their children's children. And it is time for us to start taking back our power, taking back our buying power. What is it that you can do today? Write down those three bullet points that we discussed with you earlier. There's things that couples can do together that can take back their power, grow their businesses to lasting businesses they can grow together. Go from a business person to a business couple to a couple entrepreneurs. And that's where you should be moving into. Know about money. What is it that you have? The first step, consider, write it down. Know what is your ideas about money? What is the purpose? Are you valuing what you have now? Are you valuing what you have now?
because you're not going to be blessed to the next level if you're not valuing what you have now. And planning together. The three things. Plan together. Things that you're going to start working closely with us in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be opening up. The first week of February, we're going to be opening up. I'm so excited, Greg. I'm about to tell them, and I'm excited. I'm excited. And we got some things in the back burner, guys, that I'm going to give you a little piece. You're going to be able to hook up with us. Let me work on a one-on-one with you. One-on-one with you. With things. We got some free things coming to you as well. We got some CDs coming to you. We have a lot of things coming in the pipeline. And I want you to know that these are things that have stand the test of time for us that we're about to share with you. Oh, Greg, go ahead, because I'm excited. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, and as we stated earlier, we are very happy and proud to have linked up. Just like you said, you know, no man is an island. And when we decided to link up with Bridal Tribe Radio Network, it was a great situation. See, when you hear something that is a benefit to not only yourself but to others, it becomes a lasting tone, because now you're not looking at it from just a standpoint of just saying, you know, what am I getting out of it, or what are you getting out of it? It became a beneficial situation for all parties involved. So we're very happy that we are part of the Bridal Tribe Radio Network. And, you know, you have the opportunity to hear us here on blogtalkradio.com. Also, you know, sometime this evening, we'll definitely post a link on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Greg and Cheryl Clark. And also we'll post it on our other Facebook page, facebook.com/The Couples TV Show. Those are our two main pages now. Those are the ones that we would like you to connect with us on. I know we've had a couple of thousand people who have connected with our Gregory and Cheryl Clark Facebook page, and we are, you know, every other day or every day you may see me put a post up there just to migrate you towards the new page. We want you to stay connected. We want to see you built up. We want to help build you up. We want you to stay understanding that the thoughts that we're sharing is all about helping you going to the next steps along your journey, and that is our purpose. By doing that, we become blessed, you become blessed, and we build up our community to a higher level. So remember, facebook.com/Greg and Cheryl Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E. Please don't forget the E. It may be silent, but it's strong. And also our main Facebook page for our radio show is facebook.com/The Couples TV Show. Next week, you'll probably hear us only for half an hour from 6:30 to 7 until we get some technical glitches fixed with Blog Talk Radio. So next week may not be a four-hour show, maybe only a half an hour show, but we still will be there to share some nuggets on this, because there's still some bullet points that we didn't get to that we still want to bless you with. So until next week. And just stay tuned, because the website is coming. The website is coming.
Yay!
And that's gregandcherylclark.com. But right now it's just not activated because I'm a very particular stickler to make sure that it looks right before we put it out there for your edification. So until next week, this is Gregory Clark signing off and saying blessings unto you, and we shall definitely see you next week.
All right. See you next week. This is Cheryl Clark signing off. And remember to breathe life daily. And also, we would like, if you have any comments, remember, please go to our Facebook page and inbox us. We will get back to you. We're on it every single day. We would love to hear from you. Any questions, anything you would like to link up with us, any couples that would like to link up with us, please inbox us. We will get back to you. Greg and Cheryl personally, we don't have anybody doing it for us. We will be connecting with you personally on a one-on-one basis. So we thank you for tuning in this Monday night, and we're signing off. God bless.
Until next week, this is Mystery Show signing off. Remember, you'll be able to listen to us here on Blog Talk Radio and also other different avenues. So we shall definitely see you next week, and breathe life daily.